Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new boy that you meet, just so feels surprised. When she says to me the story dies, you'll make you feel she comes again. When she says to me the story dies, well, welcome everybody to your radio promo, Legacy 80, the band that never was, a new era, a new decade, 2020. Let's get straight, man. Let's look straight ahead. Let's be clear about our vision and where we're headed and where we're going and what we're going to do this coming year and beyond. A little piece from the Cars over there. God rest Rick Ocasek, or Ocasek, depends how you want to say it. God rest him, wonderful musician, and of course Ben also sang lead on this particular song. God rest his soul, he died a lot, oh, about 20 years ago already. Anyway, Cars live on, man. But hey, this is Robert J. once again, and welcome to the show, and we're happy to be here. Happy Super Bowl Sunday 2020. Here we are, it's 02-02-20. Or 2020, however you want to say it, 2020. That's right, man. It's just amazing how time flies, right? If you all recall, been around, maybe some of you younger people were born in this particular year, but around Y2K, everybody's all frantic about Y2K. What's going to happen when the clock strikes midnight and going into 2000? And, of course, everybody waited patiently. People sold books. People made millions of dollars on the fear factor, and it was somewhat of a legitimate concern, of course, but here we are 20 years later, and we're still going strong, and nothing happened back then, and, you know, it's just everything that's going on in the world nowadays, you just got to just stay positive, stay tight, keep eating right, don't worry about, the bed bugs biting, that's what I meant. Anyway, don't worry about the bed bugs bite. Anyway, let me see, trying to think. Gosh, you know, this is like first show, but we're excited to be here, starting a podcast, and our whole goal and purpose. We've done a lot of podcasts. This particular your radio promo has been on the air for about 10 years now. But granted, we haven't been on the air every single day. I've done mainstream radio before years back with several local stations. I had syndicated radio back in the dating myself over 20 years ago. It was a phenomenal time, great time. Met a lot of great people, interesting people, anywhere from Motown rockers to Southern gospel artists to I could name the people and whatever. And that's kind of really the premise of this whole show, to be quite honest with you. That's why I call it Legacy 80, the band that never was. The whole premise behind that purpose is this. If you think about it, okay, how many bands you've seen over the years that may have not made it per se, maybe they made it locally and that's cool, but maybe they had the great talent, and for whatever happened, life happens, and they weren't able to move on to their ultimate goal and becoming world famous or putting out albums, getting platinum, gold CDs, or now of course vinyls back again. They weren't able to get that final chalice, if you will, or at least somewhat of success. Now, granted, being a former musician myself, success was very hard to come by within that industry, of course, way back then. But also, it's always in you. I don't care who you are, what musician you are, if you're not playing anymore, you've gone out with your life, you never forget that. You remember the good old days. When you hear a song on the radio, you want to, like myself, you want to like be back on that stage singing that song. If you sang a cover tune or from a particular band, maybe your favorite band, or maybe you did cover, maybe you did your own originals. This whole premise of this particular program that I'm leading towards is to bring on bands that were good, or at least tried and got out there, and for some reason they didn't make it to the top, to become world famous, if you will. I'm also going to be interviewing bands that actually have made it, and once again, maybe they haven't made the ultimate, where the people we're hearing nowadays, but maybe a lot of people that were particularly considered underground, if you will, going to be interviewing artists like that. That's really what the show is really about. Originally, when I started the show, Your Radio Promo, it's just that, Your Radio Promo. Come on the air, we can promote your particular product or service, and, you know, we still stand true to that. If you have a product or service that could be beneficial to fellow rockers and musicians and any guests or our listening audience that are going to be listening to us as we move forward through 2020 and beyond. But it's something that I really want to give credence to with bands that never got that complete radio play, if you will, get to hear their song on the radio. This particular podcast can be heard actually, you know, throughout the world. It's a little bit different as far as mainstream type radio, but a lot of mainstream type radios, of course, now you can hear and tune into a local station, and you can hear the particular program anywhere in the world by tuning into a website, anybody's Facebook page, or any social media for that matter. But that's kind of where we're heading with that. We're going to have guests. They're going to be calling on the show. My goal is to play a tune or two, maybe, of their particular music. Talk about the struggles, talk about maybe the victories, and talk about where they've been for all the last 20, 30, 40 years or whatever. So that's kind of, like I said, the premise. Not like it. I hate that we're like. We all say like. I mean, we got used to that from years ago. But it's basically where we're headed, to focus on getting bands, musicians, entertainment-type people on the air and giving them some time and some experience, exposure to share what it is that they were trying to do with that particular time, if they've written originals, whatever, what the song meant, or once again, what it is that happened, where did they go, what they've been doing the last 20, 30 years. Years back, when I worked in radio, I had the pleasure of working during the Detroit 300, and Detroit 300 had a big show downtown. We had another show over at the Rooster Tail, which is a famous restaurant bar establishment, and we had a lot of acts that came out there. A good friend of mine, Gene Sorensen, of J. Reed Entertainment, she was able to put together, along with a couple of her partners, the entire show. And we had three levels of bands playing. It was really cool. The Contours, of course, the Miracles. I actually was able to had the honor of escorting the Miracles onto the stage. It was pretty neat, a great experience. But in talking to those guys and some of the guys in the band, I go, "What'd you do?" Like, when the Motown never died. However, a lot of musicians, including the Miracles, after Smokey left, Miracles still carried on. Miracles are always there, but the Miracles also, a lot of those guys in those bands, they worked factory jobs. They had to go back to work. They worked 20, 30 years. So when Motown became popular again, like in the 90s, it's like, wow, we're back on stage now. Let's dust off our tuxedos, the beautiful tuxedos they all wear. All Motown acts always look top-notch. It looked great when you get on stage there. And they were able to basically resurrect their careers. So that's kind of what I'm looking for is anybody who's got a band or who, you know, had a band back, you know, like this particular program, at least starting out, we're going to focus mostly on the 80s. So if you're a late 70s band, that's cool too. Love to hear from you. A 70s, 80s band, whatever. That's why it's called Legacy 80. And my band back then, the name of our band was Legacy. And that's why Legacy, of course, means inheritance, right? So it kind of fits perfectly. And 80 obviously represents the era of the 80s music. But once again, it does not necessarily have to be just the 80s. It could be late 70s, early 90s, which is cool. So that's really pretty much it in a nutshell. It is Groundhog's Day, and that's why I call it Groundhog's Day, too, even though it's like 3 or 4 years later. I'm going to be broadcasting that or letting that roll later on Facebook later tonight. Listened to part of it last night. I was like, gosh, it was like perfectly fitting for kind of what we're doing and talking about your life. What is it you want to do in your life? What are you pursuing? How do you want to get to where you want to be as far as whether you have goals, whether you want to travel, whether you want to donate money to people, whether you want to help out your family? What is it that you want to do in your life? And the whole premise of the Groundhog, the original broadcast of the Groundhog Day, was based on the movie, of course. And if you haven't seen the movie, you must be living underneath a rock. but honestly, the movie was based on, you know, Bill Murray going through, not a midlife crisis, but a kind of a life crisis, you know, and finding himself. And as I share in the original version of Groundhog's Day podcast, I did about three. Actually, ironically, I looked at it this morning, and the dates are exactly the same. It was actually on February 2nd of, I think it was 2016, maybe it was 2015, right around there, 3 or 4 years ago. And he talked about, if you recognize in the movie, he continuously started to become a better person. He went from like not some nice person to be around and taking advantage of people to where he actually turned up and being a nice person. So, and it's of course like not take life too seriously, count your blessings, of course, but also that you can do things if you put your mind to it. And it seems a lot of times when we get in those ruts, the groundhog effect, if you will, takes place. You know, like, wow, I was here last year, I did the same thing. And that, sometimes it's okay to do the same thing, but sometimes you feel like you're stuck in neutral in life. You got to kind of pull yourself up by the bootstraps, if you will, or just get yourself out of that particular mode and moving forward so you can actually have a better life and be a better person and be, you know, a light to somebody else. You never know who's looking for something and who wants to better their life. So that's basically what the original was for, and I wanted to mention just a little bit about that today. And this goes once again to those bands, if you will. Bands, entertainers, you know, can be comedians as well. You know, so I'm looking for anybody who's a comedian. Maybe they work out for them. Maybe they, you know, things happen, health issues, or moved out of state, joined the service, you know, whatever. But anyway, I'm working a couple of things. I'm working on a site as well. And so some things are still in process, as our close Canadian friends say, process. And if you're in Canada, feel free. I'd love to hear from you guys. Just to go see Canadian bands all the time. I live here right in the Detroit, Canada border. So always was entertained greatly over there on the weekends. But, yeah, we had some great rock and roll musicians right here in Detroit, Detroit City. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys. And, like I said, once again, anybody in the United States, I'd love to hear from you, Canada. If you got a story to tell, you know, definitely feel free to get in touch with us. You can check out my Twitter at RJOKWill. That's RJOKWILL. And at least hit me up over there and make contact, of course. If you have any suggestions about the show, too, I'd be glad to hear it. I'm open-minded for sure. But the show we're going to be doing, at least right now, we're doing it on a weekly basis. Today, granted, is Sunday. Maybe I'll do it on Sundays. I'm not positive just yet. But feel free, if you want to stay in touch with me and follow the show and want to be alerted on the next program, just feel free to follow me there. Or you can, of course, go to our station, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm at your radio promo is my handle. So feel free to contact me there or make a comment or whatever. Once again, this is Robert J. With your radio promo. And, of course, we're focusing right now. We're heading towards starting a brand-new program, Legacy 80, the band that never was. When I say the band that never was, what I'm referring to, you can fill in the blank after that. Whatever it was. It was never famous, was never heard, was never, whatever. Just use your imagination. So that's generally why I have worded it that way. We may make some tweaks and things of that nature, but feel free to at least, reach out if you have any questions or any suggestions. Once again, like I said, love to hear from you. I'm working on some other studio stuff. And by the way, also, like I said, I'm a former musician. I guess we're musicians, we're always musicians, right? We just retired. If I didn't retire making $1 million, I just retired, I guess. And I moved on with life and doing a few little things, but I've never lost my love for music or entertainment, that's for sure. So I've got even my own creativity, my own original stuff like that. So from time to time, I'll also be highlighting stuff from my past bands, past musicians, stuff, past productions that I've made. I've done a comedy tape years ago, production, and I've done right now at this particular moment, I can't list them all, but quite honestly, there's a ton of stuff that I've done radio-wise, being on radio, being a musician, and just being involved with a whole host of different types of musicians and celebrities and things of that nature. And I'll share that from time to time. But for right now, my main goal is I want to be the captain of this ship, and I want to be able to steer it in the right direction and help them give credence to other musicians out there that I feel maybe this need. Not that I'm so much, I don't know how much I'm really going to be able to help them, but if I can give them a little bit of a spotlight and help them towards that direction, then cool. And I've done my job, you know. But like I said, I look forward to this. It should be a fun time. Eventually, I'm sure we're going to extend the show to even a longer period of time, because 15 minutes to a half hour, not really that long. Right now, I'm working directly with Blog Talk Radio. They're awesome. They've been great to me. I may use other platforms as well. Maybe eventually I'll do mainstream radio. But we'll see how it all goes. But for right now, we're basically just going to focus on getting the show started, working out some of the kinks, and tweaking the program a little bit. And like I said, any feedback is more, it's welcome. So thanks so much for listening in today. Appreciate each and every one of you. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday is today at the Kansas City Chiefs playing the San Francisco 49ers. And let's say Giants, excuse me. but the 49ers and the Chiefs should be a wonderful game, a great defensive game, and not to mention offensive, two great offensive teams as well. So hope you enjoy that. Super Bowl is a national holiday for us throughout, in the States, of course. And looking forward to doing a game with family and friends today, and hope you do the same. Hope you have a wonderful, blessed Super Bowl Sunday. And, as far as also Groundhog's Day, if you're in that little rut, whatever, just think about what I said today, And I will be putting the other link up out there on my Facebook later on today. I've got that information to you as well. It'll be on my site over at Blog Talk Radio, and of course at Twitter. But feel free to, just take some time out for yourself today, enjoy your family, and think about what you're gonna do with your life and whatever it is you're going through right now. It can get better. Just take, my dad used to say, just take one day at a time. In the Bible, that was a famous statement. Just take one day at a time. That's what you need to do. All right. Once again, it's Robert J. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate each and every one of you. Rock on. And remember, you can make a difference just by taking one day at a time. We'll see you later, everybody. God bless.